In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm continuing last Sunday's readings. We're looking at the Gospel, Luke 4, 21 to 30. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, and he said, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." What scripture passage? "That I have come to open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, and to proclaim liberty to captives." That's what he said. He said, "This passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of Jesus and asked him, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" Because he said the scripture was fulfilled in his in the hearing and that he was the fulfillment. He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place, Nazareth, the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" Oh, he opened the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf. He multiplied bread and fish. "Do here in Nazareth what you did in Capernaum." And he said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place." You know, that's real. That's real. They say, "You know, isn't this the son of Joseph? We saw him grow up. Is this that little boy that was cared for by Mary, his mother? Oh, we know him." They knew him so well, but they didn't know him at all. And it can be like that in the church, that we know him so well, but we don't know him at all. When we go on to the next scripture passage, I'll explain that to you more. And he said, "Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years. That means no rain for 3.5 years. And a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon." In other words, Elijah was sent to a Gentile. Oh, they're going to get very angry at this. They're going to get very angry. Again, "There were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And when the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with indignation." They were filled with fury. Why? Because he's telling them that God is going to reach out to the Gentiles and not to the Jewish people at that time. Oh, they get so angry. They were filled with fury. There was smoke coming out of their ears, so to speak. What is he telling us? He's saying that God is going to visit the Gentiles and not visit the Jews. They rose up and drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built. They wanted to hurl him down headlong, but Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. They did not like what Jesus said, and therefore what did they do? They leave. I'm going to tell you, we as Catholics have the fullness of faith, but I'm telling you this, if we do not accept the grace of God that he wants to pour out upon us, a radical faith, he will go someplace else. That does not mean he will forsake the Catholic Church. It means he waits for us to allow him to pour out his grace upon us in miraculous and powerful ways. I'm telling you as a prophet, not like Jeremiah, but as a prophet, that God wants to do wonders in the Catholic Church, but we need to be open to the gift of the Holy Spirit. I have often told people, we need that great baptism of the Holy Spirit, where God does things for us that we cannot do for ourselves. that he gives us power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I'm telling you, God wants to do great things in the Catholic Church, but we need to be open to the graces that he wants to pour out upon us. We need to be open. And you know what? We want our way. This is the way we've done it for the last 20 years, and we're going to continue to do it the way we did it for the last 20 years. My Lord, I'm telling you, make us clay in the potter's hands, that you would make us in the church what you want to make us, so that we might become all yours, and that we might experience your great power and your great love. Oh, how he loves you today. How he loves you today. He loves you like no one else loves you. You say, I don't feel it. He says, I love you. I gave my life for you. I rose from the dead for you. Your names are written in my hands. I love you, my Lord. What do we say? Oh, Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Oh, yes, you are the one that came to open the eyes of the blind. Open my eyes, O God. Open my ears, O God. I need you so bad. I told you when I was in Arizona, we had a little healing service, and it was on a Wednesday. And people came, and they were all Spanish people. There were about 20 people that were there. And I'm going to tell you, everyone was healed, except maybe one. Everyone was healed except maybe one. They came hungry for healing and for God. And God did not disappoint them. This is real, real stuff. I'm telling you that I did not heal them, but Jesus showed up and healed them all. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. That happens because there's faith in the community. These people had faith to be healed. Because they came. Not one white person came. Not one Caucasian came. But only the Mexicans. Thank you, Jesus, for the faith in these Mexicans. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did that day. But then there was Andy. Andy had sciatic nerve problem. And it was on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain was 10. And we prayed with Andy. And the pain went down to 6. Then the pain went down to 2. Then the pain went away forever. Hallelujah. God knows how to heal. We need to be healed in our hearts. And that happens through forgiveness. We need to forgive people. We don't want to hold on to the hurts of the past. You might say, but they're not worthy of forgiveness. You might be right, but you see, if you don't forgive, you carry them to the grave, and you will not be free. If you don't forgive, you carry them to the grave, and you will not be free. The Lord wants to open your eyes. He wants to open your ears. The Lord wants to tell you, I want to proclaim to you good news. I want to tell you how much I love you. I want to tell you that you are mine and I am yours. I want to tell you that I gave my life for you and I would have done it if it was only you. I'm telling you that God is wonderful and he wants to do wonderful things. But you've got to say yes. I've got to say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Je dis oui, je dis oui, je dis oui, O Lord, je dis oui, O Lord. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, 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 oh, God is wonderful, and your Son Jesus is wonderful, and the Holy Spirit is wonderful, and He wants to do great things in your life, but you've got to be open. You've got to be open to that manifestation of the Spirit. I pray, God, that your Catholic Church would be open to all the gifts of the Spirit. We heard that love is the best way. Hallelujah. That every gift that God gives us must be done through the way of love. If I prophesy, I must prophesy through the way of love. If I speak in tongues, I must speak in the way of love. If God gives the gift of healing, I must do it in the way of love. If God gives me the gift of discernment, I must do it in the way of love. It's all about love. God is love, and in Him there is no darkness. God is love, and He wants to love you today, but you need to be able to say, yes, Lord. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, yes, yes. We're looking at the third chapter of 1 Samuel. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Eli is the priest prophet. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. In other words, they didn't hear from God. They didn't see anything. Without a vision, the people perish. I'm telling you, I'm not talking about doing things in the church. I'm talking about the vision of God. What is the vision of God? He wants to convert everybody. He wants to bring them to our knees. Me too. He wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes. So what was happening in the days of Samuel? The word of God wasn't being heard. And there was no open vision in that time. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. He was old. He could not see. And the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the Ark of the Covenant was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. The Lord said, Samuel, Samuel. And he said, Here am I. But Samuel doesn't know God. So he runs to Eli, and he said, Here I am, sir, for you called me. And he said, I didn't call you. Lie down again. And he went to lay down again. You see, he did not hear the word of God. He heard the word of God, but did not know it was God speaking to him. So who does he go to? He goes to Eli. You called me. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. This is a very important word. He did not yet know the Lord. He knew about the Lord. What about you? What about me? Do we know the Lord? Not only do we know about the Lord, but do we know the Lord that we have a time with Him, that we love Him, that we have a relationship with Him. Do you know the Lord? If you don't, you say, Lord, I want to know You. I thirst for You. I hunger for You. I need You. I want to know You. I want to know You in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord called Samuel again. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you did call me. And Eli said, I called you not, my son. Go to sleep. Lie down again. Again, Samuel did not know the Lord. He did not know it was the voice of the Lord. He thought it was the voice of Eli. And so what happens? Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the child. Oh yes. Remember that the word of the Lord was precious in those days. It wasn't heard. There was no open vision in those days. Nothing was happening. I'm telling you, we are in the Catholic Church, and I'm telling you something must be happening because we have the Holy Eucharist. We have the Word of God. But what we need are faithful people who will allow God to do anything He wants them to do. Do you allow God to be God in your life? Or have you said, well, you know, I'm too old, I'm too frail, I'm too dumb? No. Have you allowed God to be God in your life? Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call you, that you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went to lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called as he other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Finally, they realized it was the Lord calling him. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which the ears of everyone that hears shall tingle. In the days I perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house, when I begin, I will also make an end. Remember, Eli's sons were sinning with women at the entrance of the gate of the temple. And Eli didn't do much about it other than say, stop, but they didn't stop. For I have told Eli that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. His sons made themselves vile, and Eli did not restrain them. So what's God going to do? Destroy the house of Eli. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice, nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here I am. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord hath said unto thee? Oh my gosh, this is not good news, that he was going to destroy the family of Eli. What is the thing that the Lord said unto thee? I pray you, don't hide it from me. God do so to you, and more also, if you hide anything from me, to all the things that he said unto you. And Samuel told him every word, and hid nothing from Eli. And he said, it is the Lord, let him do what he seems good to do. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did not let any of his words fall to the ground. He's a prophet. He becomes a prophet. But again, I'm going to tell you, prophets are not received in their own native tongue. And Samuel becomes a prophet. He speaks the word of God. He gets visions. He knows what God is doing. He warns the people. He tells the people how much they're loved. He tells the people what they need to hear. And you know what? We need to be with God so that we can tell the people what God is telling us, not only in the Bible, but when He speaks to us. What He's speaking to us is He wants there to be an unprecedented outpouring of the Holy Spirit here at Holy Rosary. He wants an unprecedented outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary. And He promised that to us many years ago, and He's bringing that alive again, that we pray for that outpouring of the Spirit. Outpouring of the Spirit like never have we ever experienced it. That means we'll be hearing God, and we might not like what God is saying. Remember, Samuel was told that the house of Eli was going to be destroyed. But Eli said, I want to hear the word of the Lord. Why? Because I want to hear every word the Lord said. Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and he did not let his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle, and pitched by the side of Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched at Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in the way against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew the army in the field, about 4,000 men. It seems to me that God allowed Israel to be destroyed at that time because they were not hearing the word of God from Samuel, and they were not doing the word of God. It is not only to hear the word of God, we must do the word of God. Who needs to hear something without doing something? We need to hear God speak. How do we hear him speak? In the word of God, in the Bible. How else do we hear him speak? In our hearts. We say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Yes, he speaks to us. I receive letters from people that say their minister tells them God doesn't speak today. Well, I'm telling you, if he doesn't speak today, that means he's mute. And he is called the Word, and the Word became flesh, and he is not mute. He speaks to his people today, but his people need to listen to him. If they do not listen to him, they will not be able to hear him. That word that God speaks to us is very important. In the Bible, in the church, and in our hearts, God speaks to us. I'll never forget my friend Vi, who was a hairdresser, and she was settled down with cancer. She just heard that she had cancer, and she was very sad. And one day, as she lay in bed depressed, the radio came on, and it was Clinton White. And he said, "You might have just been told you have cancer, but God has a way not only to heal you, but to give you peace." She said he snapped himself on, and I never snapped himself off. It just snapped on. It just snapped on at the time she needed to heal. It was the word of God. God speaks to us any way that he wants to speak to us. We have someone in our parish, we're praying for her little child, and there was, as they were praying for the little child, a medal of the Blessed Virgin Mary fell from the ceiling. Now that wasn't there, but this medal of the Blessed Virgin Mary told them, "This child is going to be all right. God is in the midst of this. We don't need to worry about this child anymore." Why? Because God gave us this sign that this child would be okay. Let me tell you, God does give signs, but we cannot tell him, "You've got to do this and do that." No, "Lord, I am open to your signs. I am open to what you want to do to me. I am open because you love me and I love you. Lead me by your presence. Lead me by your light. Lead me, for I am in need of your lead. O Jesus, Son of the Father, come upon us with the Holy Spirit, that we would know how much we are loved, that we would know that your love is in us and it reaches to us in every area of our life, that there is nothing too small that God will not take care of, and there is nothing too big that God will not take care of. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch your people today. Let them hear the word of God. Let them know the word of God. Let them feel that you love them. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the divine mercy. This is the year of mercy. Hallelujah. The year of mercy. Mercy is being extended to big sinners today. Get to confession. God wants something for you. God has plans for you. God loves you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to announce 40 days for life. And they're going to be praying in front of Planned Parenthood, starting with Ash Wednesday, the 10th of February. Look it up in the internet, www.40daysforlife.com/Boston. May Jesus Christ bestow upon you his grace and his love. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.